A single podcast has many parts. The one you're hearing now is a compilation of several different layers of audio. Now, I know this because in order to create it, I've used software to stack one track upon another, doing so several times over. To listeners, that layered composition might not be readily recognizable. There's music, a vocal track,
la, 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 la,
sound effects, and they all work together to form a cohesive whole, later funneled through speakers and earbuds in a single stream. It's worth thinking about how and why podcasting works. We can take their increased popularity as consumable media as a clue to their significance both for us and for the evolution of technology. So turn up those speakers or adjust your earbuds, and let's spend the next few minutes experiencing podcasting. You might say that podcasting is a technology in its infancy. Compared to the technologies that inform it, things like broadcast radio, musical scoring, script writing, it is still learning to walk. We don't quite understand it or its capacities, and I imagine we're far from seeing all it can do. Serious discussion about the nature of podcasting can be traced back to 2004. Even then, the calls for clarification and conversation on the matter were themselves elementary. Ben Hammersley writes an article in The Guardian in February of 2004, asking what we ought to name this technology. The title of his article, Audible Revolution, is a sign to us that just a short 8 years ago, podcasting as a technology was so new, so radical, that we hadn't yet settled on a proper name for it. Chants from the leaders of this revolution, those first brave podcasters, were not calls for an entirely new digital order. They were instead, and continue to be, a hope for the playful modification of digital technologies already in place. Now, not to go all Ezra Pound on you all out there.
Oh no, you didn't.
But podcasting is, in a certain sense then, an effort at making it new. So perhaps podcasting isn't that radical after all. It functions by borrowing from media and technology that has come before. This fact is a large part of the reason why calling attention to its parts might help us to see their cohesiveness more clearly. Certainly, we could talk about the benefits of podcasting for listeners and producers, things like open access, low costs, easy hosting possibilities, and the artful dodging of broadcasting restrictions. But we might also start simply, as Hammersley and others did in 2004, by seeing to the technology as a site of the convergence of technologies with which we are already, in some sense, familiar. Familiar, of course, meaning that we're at least somewhat accustomed to living among them. Just a short list of these technologies includes those to which we've already called attention in this short podcast, as represented in the various layers, so things like broadcasting, musical scoring, talk radio, script and essayistic writing, Foley art, and so on. These are each older technologies already in place, now put to different work using the technology of podcasting. I find that I'm never quite sure what to do with podcasts. Maybe you feel the same way. For one thing, think about where you are right now. How are you sitting?
Can I be lying down?
Where are you looking?
What do I do with my eyes?
What moment in your day have you set aside to listen to this or other podcasts?
I'm procrastinating.
The answers are likely different for everyone. Perhaps you take advantage of time spent alone in your car. On your way to work or school or running errands. For those with large chunks of this time filling their day, lengthier podcasts can be a nice alternative to shorter songs and advertisement-riddled radio. But listening in the car poses a problem for those of us who prefer to reserve our commutes for car dancing. And information can be easily missed when you're busy keeping track of all the ambient information necessary for successfully steering your vehicle. The first thing you do when you're lost is turn down the radio, am I right? The anxiety arising over what to do with podcasts, how and where to listen to them, could be said to result from their ontological standing as a convergence technology. Richard Berry, senior lecturer in radio production at Sunderland University in the UK, writes that podcasts produce a scenario in which the technology we already have assumes new roles. This is where we now find ourselves. We're not sure which side to choose. We've been loyal to and entangled with technology since we entered this world, and now we're faced with a new one that we feel like we should know because it shares so many of the same traits of all the technologies with which we're more familiar. And this isn't so much up to us as it is determined by the interactions between these technologies as they converge to form new networks of relations among them. The most curious thing about all of this is the level of challenges podcasts pose for us. One could imagine that our welcoming podcasts into our lives would be a seamless transition. We are, after all, already acquainted with its elements, so why should we stumble over their coming together into one like we might a first kiss? To think that the issue here is our response to the technology is to give us too much credit. Instead, podcasting is a medium that moves, propelled by the technologies that have come before it and given it the legs to stand on. It moves other technologies by putting them to work in new ways, and it quite literally moves us as we seek the best ways to be with it. A TV, for instance, tells us to look at it, but the podcast, and especially in light of its mobility, gives us room to move and groove. Podcasting has left us, it seems, quite weak in the knees. Peeling away all of its layers, we find it composed of an intricate history of relations among many of the technologies we know and love. Even though we've now decided what to call it, we shouldn't be fooled into thinking that we know it entirely. While we may very well now have a manner for describing the technology, its capacities and effects withdraw from us as we search for ways to know it better.